Hello there. My name is Susan Carr. I am the co-producer and co-creator of Watchers, the virtual series made by C.N. Winters and the wonderful Watchers staff. I'm making this podcast today because one of our fans requested it, and I am a big believer in giving the fans what they want, even though CN says a lot of times what they want is not what they'll get. But CN also says that one day we'll be famous, so I feel like this is a part of history. Just a little bit about myself. I first got into Buffy the Vampire Slayer back between seasons 6 and 7. I came late to the game. Somebody had told me that Buffy had a character that was a lesbian witch and said, "You ought to watch that because you're a lesbian witch too." So I gave it a try on the reruns on FX and found out that the lesbian witch was also played by the flute girl. And needless to say, I was hooked. But it really wasn't the character Willow that hooked me. It was the extraordinary storylines, the wonderful writing, and it was just one of the best things on television that had ever appeared. So I was very impressed. As I caught up on the show, watched the DVDs, and saw the episodes on FX, and I even read the episodes on the various websites that are out there, or at least they were out there, I wanted, naturally, to see if there were any fan fiction sites or fan fiction stories available. I had been a part of fan fiction in the past. I started writing Star Trek fan fiction when I was 12 years old, and believe me when I say that was a long time ago. And I had also been a member of the fan fiction community for the Dragon Riders of Pern, which was way, way back on the old Genie Network, when we used to create actual magazines, or fanzines as they're called. So naturally, I wanted to find out if there were any good Buffy fanfiction stories out there. And there were hundreds and hundreds. And one of the best writers I noticed was this person named C.N. Winters. So I started reading all of her stories, and I noticed one day that she was a published writer. So I found out a little bit more about her, wrote to her an email, kind of an amusing email. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but CN knows what it was, and it was quite funny. And we started communicating with each other because she also noticed that I was one of the better writers out there as well. And so we started writing together, and we wrote some wonderful stories, and we became writing partners. And then one day she asked me if I wanted to start a virtual series. And I said, "Well, what's a virtual series?" And she came up with this concept that was just totally mind-boggling. Stories on the internet, including pictures and sounds, and basically as real a television show as you can possibly get without the actual filming process. Let me tell you for sure that the process of creating an episode of Watchers is very intense. We'll get more into that in later podcast. But CN and I spent literally hundreds and hundreds of hours discussing Watchers, deciding what we wanted to include in it, and the characters and the concept, and from there we started acquiring talent out on the internet. Among them, David Zaheer, which I'm sure, hopefully, you'll be hearing future podcasts from him. David is the second oldest staff member on our staff, and without him, we would have such a less quality product. So hopefully, that's the way Watchers began. It has been a wild, wild 5 years, but not to say that it hasn't been without some heartache. We've had, I know CN mentioned the Watchers curse. I certainly have had my share of computer problems, as well as real-life personal family problems. But through it all, she has stuck with us, and the amazing, amazing product that is Watchers will, I truly believe, one day will go down in history. So you'll be hearing from me again, and thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.